Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at staying focused when it comes to goal setting. How can you keep the goal in mind and how can you keep on keeping on in a life which unfortunately can sometimes derail us from our goals? And the first thing to note would be to recognize from the outset that all of our goals, all of the changes that we want to make in life never occur in a vacuum. And just as the leg bone's connected to the shin bone and everything else, all of the goals that we make in life are connected to all other aspects of our life and involve aspects such as our mental world, our cognitive world, behaviorally, the things that we're doing, our emotional world, our social world, our financial state, and everything else. And so the more that we can incorporate all of these different aspects into our goal setting, the more likely we are to set sustainable and achievable goals, in which case the more likely we are to be able to stay focused and achieve them. It's really, really common for our best laid plans to be railed by a life that gets in the way. And so looking and planning towards sustainable goals and change, and actually change which adapts to life and life which adapts to change, is a really, really important thing. So my first tip for this week would be to make some space. And don't think just about the goal, but the process of achieving the goal, and to create space in life for that process and for the small steps that it may take each and every week. In fact, I like to encourage people to set one goal-related activity each week rather than really, really big goals over months and months and months, and make the space for the small steps that need to be taken to achieve that goal. The second thing would be to remind yourself and develop those ways to re-motivate and continually hone your motivation and your focus for achieving your goal. Some people use photos on the fridge. Some people use reminder notes and reminders in their smartphone devices. Some people have really, really complex representations of the goal that they want to make or change and leave those in their work, their home, their phone, by the bed, and the places that they're going to encounter it each and every day, which actually refocuses them on the goal and the change that they want to make. Really effective, because we forget. Another tip would be to continually reflect, to hone your personal radar and check in as often as possible, not only with yourself, but also in relation to yourself and the goal that you've set. How far have you come? What's the next step? What can you do? The last thing would be to actually build into the process a plan for what happens if you can't stay focused. If your goals stall, as they so commonly do, if one day motivation isn't there and you're unable to continue moving forward, have yourself built in plan B, which is, what would I do if I do stall? What would the next step that I could take if I've lost my focus be? What has stopped me in the past, and what steps can I kind of take to make this different in the future? And if you've got those steps ready and waiting, you're more likely to be able to kick into that second gear if you notice that your focus has dropped or life has gotten in the road. This week's mind game: ask yourself, what is one thing you might be able to do today at the end of this very segment or the radio show to take a step closer to your goal or your goal setting activity for today? Make space for your goal this week with Mind Games.